sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Joining us on the line right now is John Davis. He's a veteran over in Sheboygan. He has a couple businesses as sponsors here of the radio station. We greatly appreciate him for doing that. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, Trucker.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, John, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. Because after the show last week, we had you on talking about Epoxy Pro. We got a lot of questions. After you went off the air with us, more text messages kept coming in, and I kept saying, call John, ask him, find out more about Epoxy Pro. Were you able to get some response? Did some people give you a call?
Unbelievable. We actually booked the floor about an hour after the show. Yes.
Did you really? Good deal.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, sir.
Was it one of them Brett Gooding by chance?
No, not a Brett Gooding. It was Larry Wood. He used to own Dave's marathon there on 27, just coming in off of 33.
Oh, yes.
In Sheboygan.
In Sheboygan.
Wonderful
Absolutely.
Guy.
Yeah, good job.
Yep.
Good job.
Super great guy in the community.
All right, Brett Gooding wants to talk to you as well. He's asked for your number a couple of times. He collects and restores old antique trucks, and I think he's looking at doing something in his storage area of where he puts those vehicles. So,
oh, I think he did call. I'm mistaken. Yes, he did call, I believe. Yes, sir.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about Epoxy Pro specifically is, and we're going to have you on through the second segment as well to talk about this, and also MAGA Water. We want to talk to you about that. We have some questions for you on that. But on the product itself, explain to people the process. You're going to professionally install Epoxy Pro there at the gas station. You've done it for car dealerships. You've done it all over this, not only the state of Michigan, but other states as well. Briefly explain the process of how Epoxy Pro is applied to the concrete floors.
Excellent question. So first we come in and we diamond grind the floor, and then we fill all the cracks and holes, and then we go ahead and put about a 15 to 20 mil thick flood coat, we call it, of epoxy, 100% solids epoxy, industrial grade, and then if the customer wants us to put the chips in it, or the flakes, we call them, we put that in while the floor is wet with that first heavy coat, flood coat of epoxy, and then we broadcast those in by hand like feeding chickens. We're walking on our spike shoes suspended above the epoxy, and we literally just hand-eye coordination broadcast it up in the air like an underhand softball pitch and let it just helicopter down, and it just comes out evenly and beautiful. And then we come back the next day about 18 hours later and we top coat it with our two-part high wear polyurethane top coat with a non-slip finish.
And in the diamond grinding that you do, What is the main reason for that? Does that get right down into the meat of the concrete?
What it does is it cleans and profiles the concrete and creates a tooth for the epoxy to bite into and bond to.
Ah, very good. So it actually creates, as opposed to a smooth concrete floor, it actually gives it something to adhere to because of the way the diamond cuts are done into the concrete.
Yes, sir, and it's basically painting 101. You always, like even in a body shop on a car, you have to abrade and profile the surface so you get a clean profiled surface so the paint will actually stick and bond.
Okay, very good, good, good. Well, again, that website, folks, is Epoxy Pro, E-P-O-X-Y Pro, P-R-O.com. You can go to the website. You do offer do-it-yourself as well as professional installs, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
Okay, very good. Hey, John, we're going to keep you on through the break. We want to talk about MAGA Water and some other things that, about the company as well. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Staying on through the break is John Davis, and he is multifaceted, multi-talented guy. He wears two hats. Epoxy Pro, just text me EP for Epoxy Pro, and I will text you the phone number, 877-703-7699, and the website, epoxypro.com. Again, just text me EP, and I'll send you the information. John, one other thing that you do, of course, is spend a lot of time providing mineral water for folks in our listening area. And explain basically the history for those who have never heard you on the show talk about it before. Explain the history of MAGA water. What do you have there? Why is it so special?
Well, we have a very, very just unique anomaly right where we're located, about 700 yards from Lake Huron, right off Alaska and US 23, where that whole lower shelf of limestone below the surface, a couple hundred feet, is just the purest, unadulterated, PFAS-free aquifer that runs almost all the way up to Mackinac City along that, you know, shoreline. And it's just the purest water there is, in the highest pH natural, 8.5, but we mark it 8.3 in case there's any oxidation reduction. It might drop a little when with somebody opens it, so we just want to keep it at regulation 8.3. But it's the best water for your body. It's no iron's detected. It has the lowest hardness rating, meaning there's like no hardness. It's just the perfect water on God's green earth is what I say. And when you taste it, you actually taste the minerals and the notes of the minerals. And our tagline is, of course, taste the pure difference. And
sure.
It's just an incredible location, and we're just steady, staying the course, just slowly building distribution. And we're actually looking at adding on aluminum can line right now. We're in the midstream of having equipment built for that, so we can go from plastic to aluminum and then also to the box as well, like we spoke about in previous shows and segments.
Now, on the aluminum, I wanted to ask you about that. You actually have a company that prefers the water to be shipped in these aluminum bottles. Are those recyclable? Do you reuse those? How does that work?
Yes, there's deposits on them, and they're recyclable, and they're lined with a coating, so you're not having the water just, you know, exposed to, you know, raw metal, aluminum, right? So you don't have to worry about having any contaminants cross into the water or leach from the can, because it's coated with a lining. Yes, and it's what's amazing is you've been to the factory where they're coming off the line, and it's in the plastic, and our plastic 20-ounce Motown 20s, we call them, because that's the guy that designed it, named them Motown 20s, and they're ice cold, come right out of, you know, right from the source, and they feel like they've been in the refrigerator for like 2 days. That's how cold they are coming off the line. So in effect, the aluminum, and I just learned through studying this recently, that the aluminum gets even at a colder chill than the plastic. So it keeps the sunlight out of it too, which is UVs is very important. Everybody has bottled water, and all the UV goes through the clear plastic, and that's another, you know, we're going to call it an upside with the aluminum, because it's protecting the UV rays from getting that water hot and leaching the plastic. And it's just a big game changer in the industry. And another fun fact is that Coca-Cola now has smart water in a can, like the beer can style, right? But we're going to do like a bottle can style with a screw-off top, so it's easier to drink, a larger 38M mouth on it, so it's, you know, it's not just a tiny little mouth top capper. So, yeah,
sure.
There's a lot of great advantages, and it's safer for the planet.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you also can accomplish those same things, protecting it from UV rays, by going with the boxes as well.
Correct. Yep, with the like the box water, and that's another piece of equipment that we're going to incorporate. So in the future, we will no plastics, and maybe we'll do a high-end specialty restaurant glass bottle at some point. I mean, that's our strategic growth plan, is to segue from plastic, go to aluminum and box, and potentially glass for maybe a specialty brand.
Right. I saw a company advertising on Tiger Baseball last night. They actually have a diamond cut, they claim, diamond cut glass with this, I forget the name of it. I was going to check up the website and see how expensive it is. But they have actual models in formal gowns, and they've got this really sophisticated high-class restaurant where they're showing this diamond-cut glass water coming. And I thought, oh, man,
really?
This is really marketing. Oh, yeah, high-end stuff. Tiger Baseball, I'll watch today's game, and I'll get the website for you so you can check it out.
Thank you. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And here's the other component to this. And I've had numerous people text me this question. Answer this question. Is this artesian spring well that you have there at your facility, is this thing ever going to run out of water? Is it a underground water aquifer that's fed right from the Great Lakes? What is the water source longevity of this particular mega water?
Great question, and the short answer is, wait for it, it's right from the Great Lakes. So as long as the Great Lakes are intact and don't go bone dry, we're great to go.
That is your source for your underground water aquifer.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Another question just came in. We were told by our doctor that we needed to have a higher pH level than what we're currently drinking out of our well water. Is this from your experience, because you tested my water, you've tested other people's water, you have the ability to test water there at the factory. What is the average well's pH in northern Michigan, our listening area, people who might be able to drive over, buy the refillable jugs from you, fill them up, take them home, have a month, 2 months supply of MAGA water on hand? What have you found the average well in our listening area? What is the pH level at most of these wells?
Average level is about 7.6, 7.7.
Okay. And is that significantly lower, because we don't understand the scale, we don't understand the difference between 8.5 and 7.7, 9.5 in the Costco stores? Explain that scale to us. Is that a deficiency in alkaline pH that would actually be bad for people if they continue to drink their own well water?
Well, it's not enough minerals if your body's lacking minerals. And when you get with your doctors, you can, see, what you're lacking, what you're not lacking, what vitamin supplements you take. But the real quick little education here is a 7.7 is what Fiji says is their artesian water. But in reality, in physics, artesian water has to be an 8.0. pH or higher. Ours just so happens to be 8.5, like I said, coming out of the source. We market it at 8.3. So if you do the simple math, 7.7 Fiji versus MAGA water, 8.3. So every time it goes up a point from 7.7 to 7.8, that's 100 times more minerals than there. So we're 600 times more minerals on the periodic scale, according to from 7.7 to 8.3. So what does that mean? We're getting 600 times more calcium, magnesium, potassium, and minerals in that also, which is important, what ties into this, the more minerals, the higher the pH. So that's why we're coming right out of the groundwork from the source at a high pH, because it's not hitting the oxygen like a natural spring that's flowing, and they source it from a spring on the surface where it's getting air, and it's called oxidation reduction potential, where it drops those minerals down as soon as it hits oxygen or air. So all these wells, though, that I'm talking about, 7.7 to 7.6, they don't have as much – they're not considered an artesian well, because artesian has to be below the surface without air hitting it, and it's always at an 8 point or higher. So it can't be artesian unless it's 8 or higher.
Gotcha. Another text message came in. The new packaging material, when do you expect that might come online? They have a big event, a family reunion coming up in late September, and they were wondering if they could use those new containers, or are you not going to have those online just yet?
We won't have those online for about 45 days or so.
Okay.
I wish we could do it sooner. The equipment's being built as we speak, and we have a lead time of about probably 4 to 5 weeks for our – we have to buy a minimum of like 25,000 units, and there's lead time on those because we're getting our labeling. What's great about the aluminum, too, guys, is this. On our traditional plastic bottles, you have a labeler that wraps it on the line. It's one of the steps in the process on the line. Well, these cans come pre-printed, so there's no labeler involved, and it's just so great, and you save some costs there as well.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Appreciate that. Okay, and of course, people, I find the most affordable way to do it for us and the easiest way is to just come to your location there at the factory and purchase the refillable jugs, and then you give them a cash discount, $1 a gallon, to fill those jugs up. That seems to be the best working for us, John. Is that what you recommend most of our listeners to do?
Yes. The same prices when Trump was in office. We didn't raise the prices.
I love it.
Okay. Had to throw that little in there. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, buck a gallon. How can you not do it? I mean, it's for quality of your health and your life, and it's just an incredible water, and it will make you feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Vicky and I are addicted to it. We went into a restaurant last night in Traverse City, and I of course brought my jug in with me, and they didn't say anything. You know, I need it for my weight program is what I do. I need to measure and monitor my water intake. But she brought us ice waters.
Right.
And again, Traverse City, full of ice. And just for, you know, giggles, I pulled off the straw and I stuck it in there and I tasted it. And it was amazing to me the amount of chlorine that's in city water. Why does city water put chlorine in the water?
Chlorine and fluoride and all kinds of just to shock it and to keep it contaminant free from all the stuff that goes in it. We had a gentleman and his wife came and purchased four packs of our gallons of the MAGA water this past week, and I think it was Monday, and he used to be in the film business where he developed films this down in Oakland County. And I'm going to just tell you the story. I'm not going to mention any names, but they would pick up every month or 2 months, drums and 5 gallon buckets of the fluid that they use to develop the film. And he literally said, this was back in the 80s. He asked one time, where does that go? Does it go to a special place? Where do they put it? He goes, oh, we just pour right in the treatment center, just like in it just goes right through the filtration system and goes right through the city water. And I, my jaw dropped. I'm like, they put that corrosive chemical, and so this just must be the standard and been the standard. No wonder folks are getting bladder cancer, kidney cancer, brain cancer, all these cancers, because they're putting everything in there that they shouldn't.
Absolutely amazing.
It's almost like a whistleblower without a whistleblower. I mean, he just said it, you know, nonchalant. Oh, yeah, back in the day when I, you know, had my business, that's where they just pour it right there in the city treatment.
Right in the sewer system. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give out the phone number, folks. Call them to make sure they're over at the factory. Lots of activities happening, renovating the building. 231-818-9700. Again, 231-818-9700. Text me MAGA or MW for MAGA Water, and I'll text you the phone number. You can call, make sure they're there, schedule an appointment. And also EP for Epoxy Pro. You can talk to John about getting an epoxy floor treatments and your concrete floors. Greatly appreciate it. John, thanks so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, Vic and Snoop. Thank you.
All right, brother.
Take care.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.